Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We had earlier this morning talked about creating affordable housing in the county and the city, and a lot of our smaller towns outside the Pittsburgh region and the collar counties, they call them, are trying to find ways to revitalize their towns. One of those is Jeanette, with a proud tradition. So they have put these sessions together to kind of set a template for revitalization. And program manager Christy Linden is with us. Welcome to KDK, Christy.
Thank you so much.
Jeanette. Well, you have some great restaurants there.
Boy, do we ever.
Meanwhile, this has been such a challenge for so many little towns, but it's so important to keep them vital. So what's the game plan?
So we are the Jeanette Initiative. We're a community development organization, and we are working toward Main Street Matters designation. It's a program through the state that offers a focus on downtown business districts and their revitalization. If we get designation, that brings big dollars to town. And there are all kinds of things that we can do with that. We're focusing on several strategies that we hope will improve Jeanette sort of from the ground up. And we're hoping that that will help every level of residents, business owners, customers who both live in Jeanette and want to come and enjoy what we have here. We have all kinds of things on the table. We have nothing. We're not short on ideas at all.
Christy, let's talk about the ideas in terms of how they might visualize for someone who's taking part in all of this in Jeanette. What would they see a few years down the road?
Sure. So we have four transformative strategies that we're working toward. We want to become a more supportive location for national and international manufacturers. We want to be a celebration destination for ethnic culture, the arts, culinary delights. Like you said, we have amazing restaurants here, and we really want to lean into that. We want to lean into the things that we have here that are already strengths of ours. Jeanette's a very artistic community. We have a lot of strength in that. We want to lean into those things that we already have here that are amazing, and we want to share them with the broader community. We want to be more age and family friendly, and we want to be a center for local services that the residents that are already here can also afford. There are a lot of things that fall under those categories. We are looking to create a hospitality advisory council where our restaurants and businesses that fall under those sorts of categories can work together and promote themselves and create events that will bring people here. We want to keep our town safe and clean. We're working toward holding quarterly cleanups, developing a business resource center. That's something that I'm actually kind of interested in developing really well. That's an idea where we could create something for local entrepreneurs that are just getting started, where they could borrow things from us. They wouldn't necessarily have to buy them for themselves. For example, maybe we would have a tool library where small businesses that are just getting off the ground, maybe they don't have everything at their disposal that they might need in their business, but maybe we could fund that through a grant, and they could come and borrow it from us. We're also looking in some, you know, very basic things like beautification events, but we're also looking at broader things like developing local entrepreneurship services that could bring new businesses to town. We talk all the time about potentially opening a business incubator where small businesses could open, get on their feet, and then potentially take over one of our empty storefronts down the line. We're also looking at blight mitigation, which is obviously a hot topic in Pennsylvania for a lot of these older towns, you know, that have seen mills of one kind or another shut down. We have all kinds of ideas. We would love to, one of the main things I think that we think about all the time is getting out the good word of Gannett. You know, the people that live here, we know what we have. We have a great town. Gannett is an amazing place to live and work. It just is. We have such a sense of community, and people have lived here for so long, we really feel like family to each other. But outside of Gannett, there can be a misperception about Gannett. People don't always get the right idea about what it really is like here. And so we're focusing on making sure that people know what it really is like here and how wonderful it is, and that they should come and spend their time here.
It's too bad you're not passionate or energized about your town. I love it, though. That's what you need to do. So do you have...
Well, you know, Larry, I mean, I was just looking at some pictures of downtown Gannett on Google Maps. Talk about a place that's ripe for development. I mean, there's opportunity everywhere you look.
Everywhere. There's nothing but opportunity here. That's what I keep explaining to people, that there is literally opportunity everywhere you look. My office is right in the middle of the heart of our downtown. And every time I step out the door, if I look left, I'm looking uptown. And if I'm looking right, I'm looking downtown. And there's something everywhere. There's new businesses popping up. We just had a business open 2 days ago in the same block as my office, a nice little boutique. We have a brewery. Sobel's Brewery is open in the next block down. That has brought a ton of business to our area. People just love it. They bring a food truck in on the weekends, and they have live music almost all of the time. We have a wonderful amphitheater right in the heart of town that our Gannett Business Association brings food trucks and bands every other week throughout the summer. There's so much happening downtown, and I think that if you don't live here, you don't always know what we have to offer. Gannett's a great place to be. It really is. And everybody, I think the interesting thing is, I was a journalist for 25 years in Western Pennsylvania. I was the editor of the Gannett Spirit newspaper, the weekly newspaper here, before it closed. And outside of Gannett, I don't think people really understand how wonderful the people are here. And I've covered a lot of towns over the years. And I'll tell you, the one thing that struck me immediately about Gannett that was different is that everybody here may be quirky, and we all have our quirks, and everybody in local government, anywhere you go, kind of has their local quirks. But in Gannett, it's different. Everybody is working toward the same goal. We may all have different ways of wanting to get there, but we all want the same thing. We all want Gannett to be better. We all want our kids to want to live here when they get bigger. We all want everybody to be safe and happy. Well, and that just isn't the case everywhere.
The meeting's tomorrow, 6:30 at Gannett Public Library, then another one on October 11th, and we appreciate your time. Program Manager Christy Linden from Gannett.
Could I say one thing? Tomorrow night's meeting is at 411 Clay Avenue, and the meeting on Saturday, October 11th, is at the library. I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. You are correct.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
You got it, Christy. Good luck.
Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.